Episode 2683, Be Confident in the Lord.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary week. But to kick it all off, we've got to take some time and reflect. We've got to understand where God is leading us. You want to be confident in the Lord. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Proverbs 3, verse 5 says this, "Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding." You know, that verse, Proverbs 3, 5, is also written differently in another translation, but I wanted to focus on this one specifically because this question came up in my mind. How many times have you tried to reason your way out of something in life? Maybe last week was a time that you questioned your own strength and even God's. I don't understand, but I do, why we question God. However, I am quickly reminded that God has broad shoulders and can handle any of my questions. So why stop asking? We're not to lean on our own insight or our own understanding. We're not to rely on our own power, our own strength, and our own mind, and our own doings. But yet, somehow, some way, we capture our thoughts the way we want them, not the way God wants them. And then we turn it around and say, "Lord, why? Why did you do this to me?" Why don't we start asking before we get to that point? You know, the concern comes from being curious versus being condemning. You think your tone is harsh at times with your family and friends, but what about God? Are you judging him based on your own absolutes? Yeah, that one really got me too. Are you judging him based on your own absolutes? Hey, if you don't do this for me, Lord, then you know what? I'm just going to walk away here. Really? You're not supposed to be doing life on your own. Remember Proverbs 3:5? Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. You may have heard the Bible verse read like this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. I love both of them actually. But it's interesting because this one that we're looking at now is talking about not confidence within ourselves, but confidence in our Heavenly Father. Sarah Young wrote in Jesus Listens, "I love confiding in you," you meaning God, "because you know everything about me and my circumstances. Oh Lord, you are infinitely wise and understanding." But do your actions speak for themselves? Were you a child this week throwing adult temper tantrums? Were you one that was questioning your circumstances, saying, "Lord, you're not here, you've abandoned me"? How many times have we abandoned God? God can handle as many questions and doubts as you throw at him, but you have to be reminded of who God is. God created the heavens and the earth. He separated the light from the darkness. He gathered the water under the sky. How should you or I even attempt to question God? Because God gave us free will, so you can question. He wants us to question. He wants that relationship with us, but what do? We run and hide. Why not go roar at our own creator? Why not make noise so that we can understand him more and we can draw closer to him? Because you know what? When the questioning is finished, where does your faith stand? You and I cannot rely on our own insight or understanding. We are to lean in and trust God. So the question remains, are you trusting God? Only you can answer that. I know at times I'm like, oh yes, sign me up. I am so spot on. I should win $1 million for as many times that I have trusted God. But there are many times over that I questioned him. And I said, Lord, where are you? Lord, why did you put me in this position? You got to be honest. I don't always know why God does what he does. But I do know that we are to expect the unexpected from him. Because he creates miracles in our lives every single day. Most of the time, though, we're not looking for them. We just let those blessings pass us by because we're too focused on our own absolutes. Only what we see. Take your glasses off. My challenge for you, how can you trust him more every day? What does that look like for you? How do you need to show up in your everyday with God? Maybe you need to take a walk around the block and just have a conversation with him. I do it. I don't care what my neighbors say. And sometimes I greet them on the way. But what I do know is that God will always make a way, no matter what I say. But am I willing to listen? Am I willing to be confident in the Lord? I really want to challenge you to that this week. Are you willing to take your circumstances and say, Lord, I don't know what you have here for me, but I've got some questions. And then when I'm done questioning you, I'm still going to walk by faith and not by sight. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.